having that experience doing this last year, albeit under much different circumstances, going to help you Sunday?
I think so. I mean, pretty much the same team, some personnel changes, but to have a start under your belt and knowing the way to prepare, going back through that game, I actually watched it a couple weeks ago and just fine-tuning some stuff. It's been fun. So it'll be fun this week. We're excited to go out there and play our tails off against a good San Diego team.
Alex was saying earlier that his biggest regret of all this is he cost you 2 days of practice. I think he said he might have said something new about that.
He did.
How much smoother would that have made it had you been able to get those 2 days of practice?
I mean, not much. I mean, you want as many reps as you can possibly get. But, you know, like I said before, I've worked my entire career being the number two and preparing day in and day out like I'm going to be the starter. You're one play away, and unfortunately, you know, you don't want these circumstances, and thank goodness Alex is okay, but, you know, this is a chance. This is a chance that you have to be ready for. I know the team believes in me, and we'll go out there and just try to put drives together against a good San Diego defense.
So when Alex called you last night, I guess you were aware that he was having what he thought was the flu or something, some kind of stomach discomfort when he called you last night.
So I called him after Coach Reed had called me and just wanted first and foremost to see if he was all right, how he was doing. You know, he had mentioned some stuff earlier in the week. We'd been talking like, hey, man, my gut hurts. I don't know if it's bubble guts or like what's wrong or anything like that. But and I told him, hey, man, just go check it out. And he sort of, you know, put it off a little bit and then went in, I guess, last night and found out. And I just, first and foremost, as a friend, I just was, it's a scary deal. Your spleen lacerates, you could bleed out possibly, and you know, we don't want that at all, and luckily we found it, and he's going to be all right, you know, 6 weeks to heal, so we're excited about it. You know, Alex and I have a great relationship. We even chatted a little bit about the game plan last night, even on Christmas, so he's there to help me all the way.
And every game's big with Ruskin. I mean, last year you wanted to win the game because you want to win the game, but the quote didn't mean anything. This year, the stakes are pretty big tomorrow, Sunday, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it like that. I see it as every game that you possibly can play, and playing the NFL is a big game. You know, for us, we have to take care of business. We can't worry about anything else except the San Diego Chargers. And you know what? They're preparing the same way. And quite honestly, I wouldn't rather have it any other way to be put into a situation than to go out there with everything on the line. You know, you have to win to get in, and obviously we need some help. But what we're focused on is winning the game.
They're in the same spot they were last year. They need to win the game to get in. They're a winning-in team. Just give us a scouting report about on them and what you've seen of them the last few weeks.
Yeah, they've been playing really well. You know, one thing you know with this crew, and you can never really think the game is over with Philip Rivers. I mean, he is one of the better quarterbacks in the league at coming from behind, staying in the game. You know, with that type of quarterback, they're always in the game. So we have to try to keep our foot on the pedal a little bit, get as much going on the offensive side of the football as we possibly can, and just know that, hey, we got to play 60 minutes of pure football.
And you've been a backup your whole career, and you've talked about, you know, preparing like you want to be a starter every week, and you get this chance to do it this week. Does this game mean anything more to you personally for what it could mean for your future or anything like that, or do you try to block that out?
What this means for me is that it's the next game up on our schedule, and we have to win to even have a shot at the playoffs.
What did you learn last year from that start that you think will help you maybe be a little more settled, or is there anything you can even take from that?
I think a little bit more settled for sure, knowing what to expect a little bit as far as just playing time goes and how it goes into the field, how you get into a real rhythm. And that's what I'm most excited about, is going out there, playing a full game, getting into a little bit of rhythm, getting the calls in and out. You know, we have a sharp game plan this week. We're excited about it. And it was great to get out here on Friday and really go over the entire game plan. It's already been in. So to come out here and just execute a little bit of short yardage, a little bit of goal line, red zone, third down, nickel pass. I mean, everything was thrown in today, so it's a good review for me.
Were you pretty nervous last year? Do you remember how you felt before that one?
I was excited. I wasn't nervous. Yeah.
Did you expect to feel excited again, or do you think there will be a few more nerves?
I'm ecstatic.
Last year you didn't have everyone else either. I mean, it was not a skeleton crew, but you didn't have all the first teamers. Is it a little different this time around with everyone else?
I just think it's different because it's a new year, it's a brand new team, and you know, we have something to play for.